All right, I'm here. This is High and Doing Things. I'm your host, Lisa Cody, and I'm here with my very special guest, Jonah with Books. Hey.
Hey.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely feeling good. I hope you are.
I'm doing wonderful on this Saturday.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah, it's a good Saturday here, too. It's, like windy. It's not hot, you know, but it's not, like, too cold, but you still need, like, a light jacket.
It's actually a perfect day for book shopping. Today is Independent Bookstore Day. So it's all about supporting your local bookstores in your area today.
Oh, that's so cool. Independent Bookstore Day.
Yes.
Oh, I need to go do some more shopping.
Yeah, it is definitely an add to cart kind of day.
Yes, right? I'm like, okay, let me see what this is for shopping. I just bought some, like, a DVD. My friend found some, like, really sparkly shoes and stuff. And I'm like, I looked at the books, but they didn't really have anything that caught my eye that I haven't, like, read or, like, just didn't want to read. Like, it just wasn't anything good there at that one at the thrift store today. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I need to go to the independent bookstore.
Yeah, thrift stores are hit and miss. Like, you can go there, you can find some really good things, and then you gotta hunt. A really good bookstore, a really good place that sells books is Ollie's. I don't know if you have an Ollie's, but...
Oh, Ollie's?
Yes. Ollie's has wonderful book selection.
What? I didn't know Ollie's had books. I never thought to look there, I guess.
Yeah, as soon as you walk in, they are... Well, I don't know how everyone's is set up, but I know the most of the ones, like, in Louisiana and here in Texas... mm-hmm. It's like right when you walk in, they're right there at the front by the door to the left. That's usually how they have them set up. But their book selection, oh my gosh, you can find so many books and they're cheap. Very, very cheap. Like $1.99, $2.99. Very good selection.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Oh, that's good. Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm gonna have to check them out because I like finding good deals and interesting books. Like, I love all of your details on your when you do about the books you're reading, and I catch your lives when I can, and your you know, your stories and everything like that when you post. Yeah, so cool.
I always say it's my highest opinion because that's literally what it is. It's my highest opinion on what I'm talking about with the books. And that's what I always like to tell people, is just me giving my full opinion on what I am reading, how I'm enjoying it. You know, especially for others, you know, you never know who's watching, who may need a book that, you know, just might change their life or just might get them interested in reading again. So I always like to tell people my highest opinion about them, because there's a lot of times people are like, oh my God, I read that book. Just because you gave your opinion, because I want to give an honest opinion.
No, well, of course. I mean, that's what you do. Well, like, this is in your opinion what it's about, and like, but leaves it open to others to, you know, pick up, you know, go read it for themselves. You know, be like, yeah. Well, I wonder what I would think of it. You know,
it's like, so that funny. Sounds cool. I just had a girl yesterday. She actually sent me a book that she's about to start. Children of Blood and Bone, and I read that book probably like about a year or two ago, but that is one book that really has still stuck with me. So I was like, please tell me what you thought of it. Please let me know what you thought, because I always love to discuss books with people. Like, I always tell people, if you need a buddy reader, like, I'm here. I will buddy read with you. That is fine.
Oh, that's so cool. Buddy readers.
Yes, they are very good. It keeps you, like, it keeps you up to date on reading. You know, it gets you into it. It gets you to the point where you're like, you know what? I need to read because we're supposed to discuss this book and I need to read it. It gets you back into it because you know you're going to have somebody with you to talk to about it. Instead of you just reading it and then, oh, that was good, and you put it back on your shelf. Like, buddy reads are really awesome because it's not like a full book club where it's like multiple people. It's just you and the other person, and y'all can just sit there and talk about the book with somebody, with the other person, and it's just like, that gets you interested again because you have someone to talk to about it.
Right, but like, oh yeah, good to see us. Yes, because you know what? My cousin, Peyton, she is really big into like the Real Housewives and things like that. whole franchise, but there's books. But I'm also a big fan of Grey's Anatomy. And so I found out that there's a Grey's Anatomy book and I have a copy. She does. So we're like, we should both read it and then we can discuss it. So that's like what you, now there's a term for it, a buddy reader. That's awesome. You know? Are you there? Well, while we're waiting for Adrian to reconnect, I just like think it's really cool for you to have like a buddy reader.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
There you go. I don't know what
happened. Yeah, I was just, it's okay. I was just going on about how, you know, it's really cool, you know, to have a buddy reader, you know, because, you know, my cousin and I are really going to read a book together, the Grey's Anatomy book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then there was a Grey's Anatomy book or a.
I know.
Or a Real Housewives book. I never knew that.
Yes, I know, right? Like, the Real Housewives book, like, okay, I don't have a copy of that right now, but the Grey's Anatomy book, I saw it at Target, and there was only one copy there. And wow. I'm like, well, I've never seen it there, probably because everybody wants to read it. And it's about the, it's like a gossip book, kind of a tell-all, kind of a, you know, behind-the-scenes, like, interview-type things with the people. Like,
now, don't be mad at me. I've never watched Grey's Anatomy before.
Oh, snap!
I am one of those. I am one of those. Grey's Anatomy and Game of Thrones.
I was okay about Game of Thrones. That's just too much. I mean, I'm all about...
Like there's so many seasons. It's going to take me forever just to get through them.
I know. Like, you need to probably just... I mean, I think it'd be great if you watched all of it, right? But yeah. If you wanted to catch up to talk about it with others, you could probably just watch some type of YouTube clip thing that's probably like 10 minutes long to get you through all of the basics.
See, it's so hard. I'm a comfort watcher, a TV show person. Like, yeah. I watch TV shows that give me the comfort of, like, my childhood. So, like, my favorite show is Gilmore Girls. So, I literally have watched that. I mean, I've ran through that season. I don't even know how many times I ran through them all. Except for season 7. Season 7 was for me.
Oh, yeah. Is it not the one where they're, like, they go back in time or ahead of time?
No, the season 7 for Gilmore Girls was when like Lorelai and Luke weren't together anymore, and so I kind of just fell off from it. And if I do watch season 7, I usually go straight to the last episode.
Yeah, to see what. Yes, right. I get that. I do. Like, I watched Gilmore Girls so many times. My mom loves that show, and so do I. And we're like, that's us sometimes.
Yeah, right? Sometimes you're sitting there like, oh my god. And see, I grew up wanting that type of relationship. I'm like, oh, I would wonder if my mom was, you know, younger and we were like best friends like that and she was so cool about everything. Like, how would that be for me?
I know, that would have been so cool. Like, well, I carry books around and we talk fast and we love to shop and
the way they eat, I think that's what it was for me. I mean, they ate like crazy and they never, I mean, of course it's a TV show, but when you're like younger, you're looking at this like, how can they eat like this and not gain any weight? Like, I don't understand.
Right, like, how are they not gaining weight eating all these Pop-Tarts and cakes and pizza and Chinese and everything all the time?
I mean, it's like, how? That's the kind of world. But, I mean, that's just one of my shows that I'm always just more comfortable just, if I need to watch something, that's what I'm going to watch. It's really hard for me to get into new TV shows. I don't know why it's so difficult.
Some of them are just, I don't like some of the, like, the passive aggressiveness.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? On some of the newer shows, it's just kind of like, you're not being really nice to each other sometimes.
And I think that's another thing. Like, growing up, because I'm a 90s kid. So,
yeah,
90s, early 2000s, like, we had good, fun TV shows. Like, they were, they always taught you something different, you know?
Yeah.
And it wasn't always drama. Nowadays, it's like so many shows, especially Black TV shows. I'm sorry. It's just so much drama. I'm not really for it, you know? I'm not for all the gang violence. I'm not for the drugs. I'm not for the just turning our backs on one another. And I always feel like a lot of these TV shows promote just the wrong things. Yes. And they kind of keep us at that distance that we've already been systematically, honestly, set up for. Because if we constantly see these type of things being done on our TV shows, yeah. it's yeah. like, how are we ever going to grow? And I mean, I even did a poem about it because a lot of the TV shows that used to come on back in the days, like A Different World or The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, these TV shows promoted excellence, you know? They promoted going to school, getting an education. They promoted keeping the unity there, keeping ties strong. And now it's like all of our TV shows are all about just destroying.
Oh, hold on. You're going out there for a minute. Well, you sound very far away.
Okay, how's that?
That is a lot better.
Okay.
See, this is live and unedited, unscripted. So this is what happens, people. Just fine. Just
and I don't have headphones. She said no headphones, and I'm not using headphones.
Oh, yeah. It's just some headphones. I get it. A lot of people like to use the headphones. But the thing is, you will hear all of that extra movement if you're moving. And I am a mover. When I'm high, I fidget. So it's like easier for me just to hold the phone or set it down, and I can still kind of, like, what I'm doing right now is doodling a little bit while we chat. You know, this is, like, normal. Like, we do, like, you're talking with your friend. Like, we're friends. Like, we're just chatting.
No, I completely understand that. Because headphones, they can wear out on you after a while. You're just like, okay, I'm over it.
Right. And then,
like,
they're
not the same like they used to be.
Right. They're not the same always, you know? So it's just like, I don't know. It's just, I have headphones and stuff, but I just don't use them when I'm chatting with people, you know, and I don't use them when I'm recording either. I just, you know, just talk into my
phone. It's easier. I feel like it's easier. Just turn the phone on and talk. I feel like that's way easier too.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it really is. But back to what you were saying, like,
yes,
I totally agree with you on those things. I don't like the drummer, like the whole, you know, have inclusion in every ethnicity. And I'm high. I can't say words.
No, I get it.
Ethnicity.
I'm bad foreign. With words too, so don't feel bad. I'm horrible with names and words.
I'm like sometimes people say that I have an accent and stuff because I grew up overseas, and then we came back to the States, you know?
Yeah.
And so some of my words, like I say the word toilet, and I know there's no R in toilet, but it's just the way I say it. And
oh, don't feel bad. I say wrench. My husband gets on me because it's supposed to be rinse. And I say, you know how you're supposed to rinse the dishes off? Wrench. I'm like, wrench the dishes off. And he's like, rinse, Adrian. I'm like, I said rinse. He's like, no, you said wrench. It's not ranch. I was like, I didn't say ranch. I said wrench.
I said rinse. And that's what you're saying, but it says wrench. And you're not saying ranch. It's rinse.
Yeah, rinse. I'm saying wrench. Like, my bad. He's like, where's the H coming from? I'm like, I don't know. It's just what I say.
I love it. That's me too. Make up your own words. I talk about this on the show sometimes. It's just like, you gotta make up your own kind of language and your own music. Like that song, you gotta make your own kind of music.
Oh, man. Me and my sister created, when we were younger, we made our own language. We literally created our own language. And I'm just like, I mean, everything didn't have a name yet. So it's like someone really thought of banana. Like, think about that.
Right. Like bananas. The same
word. Somebody really thought of the word banana.
Right. Someone thought of the word banana, elephant, lotion, broom.
My favorite book, I think I really got that from when I was a kid, because I read Frindle in fifth grade. And Frindle was about this kid who was probably like in my age, I want to say third or fourth grade. And he created this new word for a pen. So instead of calling it a pen, he called it a Frindle. And
a Frindle.
A Frindle. And this was my favorite book in school. I don't know why I love this book so much, but it was my favorite book.
That's
funny. It took off because he was the only one that started saying Frindle. And then all of a sudden, everybody in his class started saying Frindle. And then it became like this national news that this little kid changed the name of a pen and he called it Frindle. And everybody is like flipping out from this kid changing a name. And he didn't even officially change it. He just started calling it something else. And I like Brendel. Like, that is so cool. Like, he thought of a new name.
That is so cool. It's a new name for a pencil.
Yeah, like, and I think it was the cover, because like I'm a writer, so my favorite kind of pen is like the black pointy pen that has the pointy pen top. That's my favorite pen. And that was the pen on the cover of the book. And I think that's what just like had me. Was just like, that's my favorite pen. And I had to read about this book.
Yeah. That's so cool. That's so funny. Brendel.
That was like my first book that I read in school that was like a book that stuck with me for a while. That was like one of those, and you know, I got it at the book fair on top of that. So that just made it even double.
That is so cool. I love the book fair back in the day at school when it would come and be like, oh, Mom, let me have some money so I can get some new books and buy like
a book set. I'm showing my mom the catalog. Like, hey, Mom, book fair is coming up.
Yeah, like, let's get some more books. I love books. Oh, I'm so glad you're on the show today. Like, this is so awesome because, like, I could talk about books like all day. And like,
I mean, you see my bookshelf, like, literally, as soon as I see someone reading a book that I've read and I go to their comments and they're telling me that, oh, I just started this book today and it's a book that I read, oh, I'm in the comments, oh my God, I love this book so much, you gotta tell me what you thought about it, and I'm giving them my opinion on it, and I'm just, like, telling them about it.
Yeah, we're like, this is what I'm like,
you're gonna like, I know you don't know me, but I just want to talk to you about this book.
I was like, you're gonna get stoned, you're gonna get freshly and read and talk about all these books.
Oh my God, when I mentioned that part, like when I mentioned about the book club, like first, like when I mentioned my book club and I tell them like, yeah, we get together once a month and, you know, instead of drinking wine, we kind of spark up and we talk about books.
Yeah.
And people are like, are you serious? And I'm like, well, yeah, I mean, there's book clubs with wine, but, you know, we just like something different because not all of us drink wine like that.
Right, we don't. So it's like blunts and books, right?
Oh, yeah. I kept it very simple. Like, I really started the whole book club because a girl on another book club that I was in was talking about books, and she was talking about a book club where we get together and we smoke and eat chicken wings and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. I was like, okay, let's do it. I was like, let's do it. And nobody was like, you know, doing anything else about it. So I created a GroupMe, and it started with like 7 of us in a group, and like I'm still close with a lot of, I mean, the girls that I started the book club with, I mean, they've been amazing. I of course I've gotten so busy lately, but they've been there helping me with the Facebook group and helping me with the polls and making group meetings. So it's really developed into a whole little community between us. And then I was like, this has to be bigger, you know, this needs to grow. This is a combination that I feel nobody has fully, people have thought of it, but I don't think they've really, you know, put it out there and thought other people would attract to it. Cause I didn't even know. I didn't know if people would think I was crazy. I didn't know if people thought that that's ridiculous. You can't smoke and read.
But yes, you can.
You really can. And I tell people, it's all about, first of all, the strand. You got to make sure you get the right strand, of course. Like, there's so many other things out there. And I tell people, like, you don't have to just do THC. There's hemp, there's CBD, there's Delta 8, which we have here in Texas. I was like, there's so many things that you can do. And then you got to get a good bud tender. Like, tell that person, like, hey, I want something that's going to give me energy, or I want something that's just going to have me chilled but not going to have me pass out. You know, it's all about the right kind of strain. But you can still smoke and read. It's very possible.
Yes, you can. You really can get stoned, get high, get freshly.
You will remember.
You will remember. You're not going to forget. It's like people like eat these shrooms. You don't usually don't forget your experience.
See, I've never tried shrooms, and I've had a girl that tell me I need to give it a try out here, and I'm just like, I need a day where it's just me at home without the kids to give that a try first.
Because, you know, everyone's experience is different, and that being in a good mood in a clean environment or going out in nature It, you know, like a safe nature park walking area.
Right.
You know, nothing with cliffs and water.
Okay. Okay. Glad you said that, because we just have a place safe where we go to, but it has like, we got to climb.
Yeah. I don't think that'd be a good idea for a first time. Like,
so somewhere just to sit.
Yeah, because like it'll be better for your eyes to focus on nature, especially for like your first time, you know, because I mean that was my experience. You know, and you were in nature at first, you know, and then we went back to the cabin, and I'm a smaller person than my boyfriend. And he gave me the same amount that
he didn't, so, he didn't figure that out.
Well, we just, you know, hey, it was for, you know, and
if I can do it, you can do it.
Right, just wasn't thinking about it, you know, so it lasted a lot longer for me. It was a great time. It was a really great time. I had fun, and I know all the details, like I remember it all, and
wow,
it was really great. It was great. But yeah, clean environment if you're gonna stay at home. And not go in nature, just like whatever, enjoy yourself.
I can do that because I love being outside, so I definitely can just do that and just sit in the sun or by some trees and just,
yeah,
we have plenty of lakes around us too, but they're like far back to where I don't want to jump into them. First of all, I kind of just like sit near and just enjoy the sound. That's my biggest thing. It's just the sound.
Right. Yeah, just enjoying the sound of nature and water, birds, just like whatever. And oh my gosh, the colors. Like you're breathing like this blue. You know? Like,
and you know what's funny? I watched a YouTube video about a girl who took shrooms, and she was in New York, and she went to Central Park. And that's the first thing she talked about. She said the colors.
She said
the colors are... She's like, she's realizing the shrooms are kicking in because of the color. She was like, everything is just coming so bright, but not like a blinding effect, just like a colorful effect. I'm just like, oh, I want to try that so bad.
Yes, yeah, it's really great, you know. And if you have a friend to be with, that's cool too. You know, I mean, I had my boyfriend with me. I don't know I would ever do it by myself for the first time, but you know yourself, but just, yeah, try it out. It's really great. I was just, like, in the dark in the bathroom. And then I was, it's what I call a cosmic pee. Because I knew I had to pee. And then I was just like, no, I could feel it. And then it was just like, no, body, you're going to go to the bathroom. And I could see all the, like, molecules and all the double helixes and shit. And I was just like, and there's, like, cosmic... And then it was amazing.
Wow. So was like,
and then I was laughing because I was like, I would be like really seriously quiet for a second. And then I would bust out laughing so hard.
Wow.
Because I was having all these epiphanies. I was like, I am in a cabin that's made from the wood outside. And then toilet paper is made from paper that's made from things
you're
from outside.
Thinking about nature while nature.
Yes, and I was inside, and I was using the toilet, which is a made-up porcelain, which is found in nature.
Wow!
And I was like, "Why am I peeing inside when I could just pee outside? This is redundant."
Society.
Yes, society. I'm like, why am I peeing in here?
Society.
The energy I'm using is made from things that are already outside.
Right. So why you're using this place? Everything that's made outside to be inside.
I know. It was so funny. And then take a shower. Oh, definitely take a shower on shrooms, dude. Yes, take a shower on
shrooms. I feel like that'll be me standing underneath a waterfall or something.
Yes. Now, okay, when you see the water, you know, like in movies, like when they show the slow motion water drops coming out of the shower, the thing, you can like see everything all high. It's like that.
Oh my gosh.
And that's it was like worse
part too. It's like, oh, that shower looks so beautiful. Then you see the steam coming up.
Yes. It's everything like that. You see it like that. You really do. And I was like, this is what being born is like.
Wow.
That
the
was
whole
my
experience just sounds just, it sounds like it just opens so much.
Yes,
your third eye truly becomes open in that point.
It really does.
Wow.
It helps. That really was what brought me, like, was like the next couple steps on my spiritual awakening journey, which you should always be on, continually learning and growing. Mm-hmm. But like, I remember that was part of the beginning, because the first thing I was like, okay, yeah, I discovered the secret. I finally watched it after hearing about it over and over again and all this stuff. So I watched The Secret. Then later on, I watched On Yoga, The Architecture of Peace.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of that?
I haven't heard of that, but I have heard of The Secret. I have heard of that one.
Yeah, and then what were we talking about? Yeah. So but watching that, and then reading The Four Agreements. But just like all of that, it was just really, really helpful. Then I was on the shrooms, and it was just like, it does open your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like what I explained to my bestie. It was that it's like a Rubik's Cube. So like, you imagine, like, you know, like the Matrix, and it takes it apart and like different parts of motion, right?
Yeah.
Like all the little boss plans is like out for a minute, and then what the shrooms do with your brain, it's just kind of like, we're just gonna tweak this little part here that's just like need to be kind of fixed. It's from the earth, and it knows what to do, and God knows what to do and what to heal and what to, you know.
And that's what I feel like it does. It gives you that healing purpose that it knows you need. And that's why I feel like so many people have different experiences. It's like everybody's experience is different, which is so crazy, because in society, everybody has to basically go through the same type of thing. We got to get up, go to work, go to school, come home, eat, go to sleep, get up and do it all over again. Like, we all basically do the same thing in that motion. But when we take shrooms, it's like we experience different things, and it's because our minds are all set up differently, even though they're trying to make us seem like we're all doing the same thing, or we all have to do the same thing. And it's like, no, because our minds are all so different. Like, we all have different thoughts. We all have things that we want to do in life differently. And it's like, when you do consume something that opens that up, it's like, holy cow, what have I been doing with my whole life?
Like, I know, right?
This is what I'm supposed to be doing. Oh my gosh.
Yes, it was like, and it gives you a different type of like understanding. I was like, I need to call my mom and tell her that I understand her. But I shouldn't call my mother while I'm high on shrimp, so I'm not. But I understand her.
She will know something's a little off.
Mom, what is wrong with you?
Moms always know. Are you okay? Like, yeah, I'm fine. I just wanted to call. That was just like on the Lucy, you know, when she called her mom out of nowhere, and she's just like, mom, she's like, are you okay? Like, where is all this coming from? Like, I just wanted to talk to you. That's it. No, you're not talking.
You're not talking. Like, what? But can't you hear my brain talking to your brain right now? I'm on that level. No, I don't. I'm just playing.
But you'll, okay. I'll talk to you later then. Just give me a moment.
just give me a moment. It's like, don't talk to anyone while you're on that. I did call my friend Jory in Minnesota, though, and she's a nurse. I was like, Jory. She's like, what? I was like, I had shrooms. She's like, oh, really? I was like, yes. And then it's like this cosmic shower and all this stuff. And like, I could see in the dark. And because your eyes are dilated, so it's just like you're taking in a lot more light. And
I feel like if a person hasn't been on shrooms or don't know about shrooms, they won't get it.
No.
But if you know about it, you're going to I know.
It's so awesome. She's like, oh, yeah, okay. I was like, but I think, and she's like, yeah, don't call your mom. And then she's like, yeah, just sleep it off, and you can't close your eyes, and because you'll still just see like all kinds of things. Like, you remember Dumbo?
Yeah.
You remember when they got drunk on the beer and the Pink Elephants song parade, and how it got more and more escalated before it stopped and calmed? Mm. That's kind of the thing it will have, like, behind the eyes. If you close your eyes, you'll just see all kinds of shit.
You're like, Like you close one just to see what you could possibly see. Like, let me just do a sneak peek really quick.
just those one. I don't know.
Yeah, I would definitely have to have a day, like I said, just to myself to give that a try. I would definitely would.
Yeah, it's just have your experience. I think it's wonderful. Mm-hmm. I met all the gods and goddesses, and they came to me one by one and told me, you know, this is not what I look like, right? It's like, yes, I know.
And that's funny. I just read Circe. So, and she was talking about all the gods and goddesses. And I'm sitting there trying to picture all of them and these creatures. And I'm just like, are they really like this? Or are they different? Like,
yeah.
Because I'm just, you know, they always like to paint characters and images in our heads. But you're sitting there like, but are they really like that, though? Like,
right. They're not.
Is that how they supposed to look? Because I see Zeus with the long hair and the white beard. And then there are times I don't see Zeus like that. I don't.
How do you see him?
And I see him sometimes just like as a big type of creature. Not really a man, like a, because you know, Zeus, they have him as like a beard with the muscles and a little satchel and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And then sometimes I just see him as like, just like this weird looking creature. Because I mean, when I was reading Circe, you know, the way she talked about them, they sounded like they were really horrible people. Like, honestly, it sounded like they were conceited type of people who just really cared about themselves and didn't care about nobody else but, you know, what went on with their lives. And so sometimes I just see them as little creatures, like people who have, like, you know, like little man syndrome. That's how I saw him. That is sometimes how I saw him.
Oh, wow, that's funny. Yeah, I was like, little man syndrome, and they're all kind of narcissistic or whatever.
Because you're just sitting there like, you are too freaking, and not even evil, but you're just like too much of an asshole to look like that type of person. Like, that's, to me, that's not what a god to me would look like.
Yeah, it's like,
I think that's what it is. That's not what if I'm looking at a goddess, or if I'm looking at a god, I'm looking at somebody who has this pure light to them.
And right,
with a lot of them, they didn't have that.
No, not all of the ones that you saw or you're imagining.
That I'm not, so I'm seeing like the main ones that we hear about, and I'm also thinking about their stories. And so I just sometimes wonder, is our imagination being just completely taught to us to make us think this is how they're supposed to look because they are gods and goddesses? And it's just like, we're getting these images because of their title, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, a lot of times they do that, you know, they'll give us this image because of a title, but sometimes that title does not really live up to that person and who they are. So I don't know, I always just saw Zeus, like I said, I saw him in Hercules, you know, the cartoon version.
Yeah, I've seen him.
You know, I thought his mom fit perfectly, but his dad, I don't know, sometimes he just made me feel like, is that really how Zeus is supposed to look, though? Really?
Right. Like, what did he really look like? It's like the people, like the style of art, like how there's all kinds of different styles of art, right?
Yeah.
And so, like, the art of the Greeks and the type of sculptings that they made out of the stone or whatever they made their sculptings out of, various materials to make the statues, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, okay, well, did they really? Because you know what? Sometimes the people in the Renaissance, like, you know, in the Victorian era and the whatever the fuck other eras, you know.
No, I got you. Yeah. The Renaissance era, all those eras, like, they're making these people look like something that I don't know. I just feel like they're putting the image out there because of the title, and that's really it.
Yeah, and that's like, and it's like, were they really that tall? No, actually they were short, but they were like, well, make me look like this, you know, like when, like those over exaggerated photos, paintings of people, you know, that people do sometimes.
It's just like books. I mean, like Twilight, the house was not supposed to look like that. That was not how the house was supposed to look.
Really, that's not how the house was supposed to look in Twilight?
The house was not supposed to be all modern and fancy like that. That is not how it was in the book. That made me mad.
Oh my gosh, you know what? I think I heard that.
I was so mad. This isn't how they described the house in the book. I'm sorry. Like, where did all this glass come from? That's not how they had it in the book.
Yeah,
but it's that title, you know? They feel like they have to change it to get our attention. And yeah. It's like, can we just get the reality of things though? Like, you'll have my attention if it's real.
Yeah, exactly.
Nobody ever thought about that.
Yeah, I think I read the first book of Twilight, and I'm a Twilight fan.
Yeah,
Team Edward.
All the way.
Oh, good. Awesome. Yes,
all the way.
Edward, all the way.
I like Jacob, but I'm sorry, Jacob.
Jacob, he's cute, he's warm, he's cuddly, but he's also just very clingy.
Yes. He got, you know? I don't know why nobody saw that. Like, again, you're just looking, the imagination we're just getting the image of what he's supposed to look like, but you guys don't really realize the true person that he is, which is a clingy asshole, because
he's clingy and rude, you know. It's just like, it fits him for being a wolf and, you know, kind of part dog, you know. But
yeah.
But it's still like, yeah, like, some dogs are clingy and only one owner and just would growl at anyone who gets too close.
Very territorial.
So, yeah.
Especially on property or things that you think is your property and it's not. Like, Belle is not a property. And you looked at her as something that you can just own and keep. And that's not how it's supposed to be. Edward, he misjudged her a lot, and he always apologized for that, you know.
Yeah,
he was caring, and all the time they're telling us that, well, he doesn't have a heart, he's not human, he doesn't have a heart, but he's the only one that really cared about what she was going through and cared about her future. You didn't want her to change to a vampire because you're just selfish, like,
because he wanted her to live her life. And he was still wanting her, even though she was old.
Right.
But it's like, you know, it's like, I think it's great that he kind of waited until he basically kind of had to.
Yes.
You know?
When everybody else wanted it to be done, like, just do it. He's like, no, like, I want her to experience life. Like, she's not about to be tied down from this curse. And that's how he looked at it. He looked at it as a curse.
Yeah.
Jacob over here just still looking at them like they're a bunch of bloodsuckers. Like, bro, they did a complete diet change, okay?
Right, they did. They stopped eating humans and only ate animals.
I'm just like, dude, you know what, Jacob, just stay over there. Just stay on the reservation. Leave them alone. God, leave.
Right, like, go away. Like, what can you do anyway?
And
that'd be weird.
He just got on my nerves. I'm sorry. He really got on my
nerves. I know. The second movie, that's when I stopped reading the books. Like, I couldn't deal with fucking Bella's whiny ass those months of just,
I didn't even watch. If I watched the second one, I fast forward all the way to the end. I can't even watch the second one because it is so depressing how they put her in that state.
Yeah.
And it's like, you're sitting here thinking like, girl, you're only 16, 17 years old. Like, how much of an attachment do you have at 17 years old
to a person you haven't had sex with? Because when you lose your virginity for the first time, you know, when girls lose their virginity for the first time, sometimes they get all clingy to the first one.
But she was way before that. He was just like, that did irk me a lot. That was one of the teenage things that I didn't like growing up. It's like, okay, I'm not going to be that depressed about a guy. Like,
yeah,
that's all that. That was a little too much. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was. Like, I don't know. Like, okay, so speaking of high school, so were you a person in high school that didn't like teenagers, even though you were a teenager?
Girl, yes.
Me too. Taking on my damn nerves. I was just like, I don't like y'all. Stupid.
It's so funny you said that, because I was just telling my husband the other day, I was watching something and somebody on a movie had said, I gotta keep my phone with me because in case my mom calls. And I was just in there like, people used to say that in school and that used to get on my freaking nerves. Like, you're seriously getting an attitude about your cell phone because you know you're not supposed to have it, but you're going to get an attitude anyway. And then you're going to tell the teacher, well, you got to keep your phone in case your mom calls you. Like, what?
Oh, yeah, I remember people saying that. Yeah, just an excuse. Like, well, I have an emergency phone. I need to keep it.
You have a school that has a phone in every freaking classroom.
Oh, my gosh. So funny.
Why do you need... Yeah, I think it was just the fact that I always hung out with people older than me, at least a year or 2 years, or I hung out with a lot of adults. And I really just could not stand a lot of people my age. I just really couldn't. People my age really got on my nerves. I just feel like the attitudes were so unnecessary. It's like, I'm sure it's worse now because that's why there's a teacher shortage, first of all.
Oh, but it is worse now. Oh,
I
my God.
Know it is, and it's because our generation kind of like, as I feel, started paving that way to just have that type of attitude for no reason. Like, why are you getting so upset at a teacher? Like, they're just here doing their job and you're the one that's doing something you're not supposed to be doing. Like, you can't get mad at a teacher about that. It's like, it was just so many things that didn't make sense to me. And I just kind of sat there and just like rolled my eyes and just like, oh my gosh, can we just move on with this? Cause this is just, it's annoying. It was just really annoying.
It really was. When I was younger, as a teenager, I was just like, I did not like them. But then when I became an adult and I was older and I started to work with troubled teens,
wow, they are adorable. They're so funny to me because I'm like, y'all think y'all know shit. Y'all don't know a fucking damn thing.
Nothing.
You know, and they would get mad and they'll give me lip, right?
Yeah.
And I'll say, and they'll be like, well, F you, Miss Lucy, and I'm not going to F in school, and fuck this and fuck that. And I was like, well, that's nice. Well, you do need to get the fuck up and get the fuck ready for school because we don't need to be fucking late for breakfast. And they'll look at me and be like, oh. I was like, it's just a word, honey. Let's go. Let's get dressed. You know, because I'm like, they've been through a lot, but
just I was going through a lot. You know.
Yeah, and that's the only time that I can see it is when you have these kids that are going through so much that don't have that stability, that don't have that parent there teaching them and helping them and guiding them. Then that's when I can kind of see it.
Yeah.
But for me, like when I was in school, these kids didn't have that, you know? No. They were the ones that showed up with brand new clothes, their moms were there, they had no real excuse to be that way. They just had a bad attitude, and I was just that girl that just, that wasn't me, and it was just annoying to always see that. I didn't do well in school, but that's just because there was a lot of times I just, you know, I just slacked off. But I didn't have an attitude because I got an F, or I didn't have an attitude because my teacher was telling me, you know, to read a chapter or something like that. You know, I just did it. But yeah, those type of people, I just it was just frustrating. I'm like, I cannot wait to graduate high school and be away from y'all.
I know. I was just like, oh, free, finally. Oh my gosh. Because I'm like, he's like, I've been through so much stuff. I'm just like, y'all don't even know what, like, what the what. And but then when you get older, you're kind of like, oh, okay, like, all right, I can understand because you have kids.
Yeah.
And do y'all have any teenagers though yet?
Not yet. I'm not there yet.
That's good. No, we ain't rushing it. We're not trying to rush that. But,
no, but I'm just now. I mean, one is just turning 9, and then the other one is 5. So I haven't even hit the teenage years yet.
Yeah.
I'm expecting them and I'm preparing for them.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but see, now that you have this understanding as a mom and you've been a teenager and this discussion, so it's like when my kids are teenagers, like, you know, like I understand a little bit and a lot more, you know?
Right. And that's what we're really trying to teach them now, to just be open and honest with us because, you know, when you become a teenager, you're not going to be open and honest. You're going to be secretive. You're going to be hiding. You're going to be not trying to talk to your parents. You're going to just want to keep everything on the hush. And right. I didn't want that for myself, but it kind of had it happen with me and my mom, and you know, it destroyed our relationship a little bit. But I don't want that at all. And I think if we were just taught at an earlier age on how to communicate and how to talk and how to be open, things may have been different when I became a teenager, but it wasn't that way. And I see that sometimes those things really need to be taught as soon as possible, you know, as soon as that child can start communicating with you, you know, ask them, yeah. How are you doing? What's going on? Are you okay? Do you need to talk about anything? And not wait until you see if something's wrong with the kid and you want to ask them that kind of stuff.
Right. That's good. I think that's a really good advice. You heard that, people. You heard it first. All right. Be a good parent. Communicate with your kids. Use your words, please.
Please.
Use your words.
Yes, like, I work now in childcare, as an advocate. And I say that all the time to my school age kids. Use your words.
Right, all the time. Use your words, please. And nouns and adjectives and verbs and similes and metaphors and ABC and 1, 2, 3.
All so of there's that.
There's all
Morse
that.
Code me. Morse code. I don't care. Morse code. Tell me something.
Morse code like that.
Man, tell me something. I don't care how you tell me. Just tell me something.
Tell me something. Blink. Sign language. Something. Right. Writing is important too. Oh my god. Okay, so your latest book, that I think I just noticed that you were reading, was the Conjure Women.
I finished that. Yeah, that was actually our book club book.
Okay.
It was amazing. I compared it a lot to another book called Legend Born and another book called Liberty. Legend Born was really great because it did like a retelling of the King Arthur story. A lot of people did not care for it because it was retelling the King Arthur story, and then we got introduced to this thing called root magic.
Yeah.
And I was telling everybody, well, the second book is supposed to come out, and the second book is called Blood Marked. And I was explaining to everybody that maybe we were introduced to the blood magic so we can get more of the information in the second book. And so Conjure Women, it actually talks a lot about root magic. And
oh, wow.
I was reading this and, you know, a lot of times it was going back and forth between slavery time and freedom time. But what I really noticed a lot in the book was, you know, during the slavery time, there still had this, she wasn't really a witch, but she was like the herbalist. She was the doctor that everybody went to get healing. But she used a lot of herbs to help with that. And so in freedom time, the daughter picked up on the same thing, but she didn't have the full belief that her mother had. But in this book, I noticed that it talked a lot about, basically about voodoo. That's what the big thing was about. It was really a focus on voodoo. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times they were talking about religion and they were talking about the church. And she would always mention how they were forced into believing into this God, into believing that they had to worship their master and they had to bow to their master during slavery time. And I just really thought how, again, that title, when people think of voodoo, they think of, you know, evil, they think witchcraft, they think that it's just not the thing to do. But I've noticed that a lot of other religions have picked up off of voodoo type magic or voodoo type of things. Because, I mean, we have communion where we drink the blood of Jesus.
That's right. You're talking about that. That's right. We do
yeah.
do that. You know?
I was like, wait a minute. We drink the blood of Jesus. Like, is yes. that not like a little... Ooh, like...
Well, I'm a Christian. And I don't hide that. But everyone is welcome in to believe anything. And you know what? I always say, we never know who is actually right with any of their religions.
You don't. And I grew up Christian. I grew up...
So you know.
Yeah. My church was non-denomination.
Yeah, me too.
You know, we were... I mean, my pastor was awesome. He had tattoos. And, you know, tattoos are something
that's... Cool.
That's a big no-no, you know. But my pastor, we're sitting here comparing because I had three and he's like, I got two. And I'm like, yeah, but I'm beating you. So what now?
So, that's so funny.
My pastor was awesome. But you have a lot of churches that don't think like that. Like tattoos are a disgrace to your body, or tattoos, or it was always something. And it's just like, yeah. Well, who put these rules together? You know,
right.
Like, who can say what is good and what is bad? You know, like,
exactly.
At the end of the day, I thought it was all about what's in our hearts. I thought that's how it was supposed to be. But,
well, yeah. I know, right? It is supposed to be what's in our hearts. And God judges our hearts. And, you know, not everything that we do, as long as we ask for forgiveness. And we know why we drink the blood and why, but it's wine. And then why we, you know, eat the body of Christ, but it's bread. And because we can't live by bread alone, and that in remembrance of what he did for us, what Jesus did for us on the cross, right?
Yeah. And it's like, I trust me, like I said, I believe in Jesus. I believe in God with my whole heart. I know he has made ways for me when nobody else could. But I think it's not, and that's another thing that I think people get confused on. It's not so much about people believing in Jesus and God. It's just about man telling us what is good and what is bad, you know?
Yeah.
Because people that do voodoo or do have the herbs, they're not so much worshiping, because that's the first thing they say, they worship the devil. Well, I'm like, they're not worshiping the devil. They are spiritualists. They worship the land and what was given to us by who? God.
God.
So it's like, that's the part that kind of irks my nerves. It's like, you're so quick to say it's witchcraft when all they're doing is getting something literally from the earth that God provided for us. So
exactly.
Why are we putting this picture on them when they worship more of the earth, which what we are supposed to do as well, this land that was provided for us.
And to be grateful.
Right?
And we're that's what be grateful they do. For all of it.
And that's what they, I mean, they would go into the woods and they would, you know, they would just sit in the woods. They would sit with nature. They'll study these plants that literally grow. It bothers me sometimes. Because like I said, it's not so much about God or believing in God. It's more so about man telling us this is evil because they worship things from the earth.
Exactly. Like, I know, how can they say that, you know? Because there's a lot more to that, and I want to respond to some more of that, but right now we need to take a quick break from one of our sponsors, which I believe is coming from the Greek mythology of Zeus. Is he a man or is he a creature? We're going to talk more about that in a moment. So we'll be more back with Stoner with the book in just a moment. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
I created them, and they reward my love with defiance. There will be no truce. Finally, some rage from you.
Well, that was intense.
I'm here.
Right, hello. All right, we were back. That was an interesting little break. I don't know, Zeus and man, or is he a creature? But we'll find out later about that. Okay, great.
Yeah, he's some type of, I don't know. He's not the God I'm thinking of with the blonde and beard and all that, but
yeah,
he's something.
He's something, right? Okay, so back to what we were talking about before we had to like go for a quick second was, you know, about the herbs and the and nature and religion and all of that and the pagans. Well, that's what I'll say. It's all from. All religion stems from a pagan background.
A pagan, yes.
You know, and they changed it all around, you know, so I totally get it. That's why I'm like, I don't particularly go to a traditional church right now. And I learn a lot being at home, studying my Bible, meditating, and just learning. You know, I mean, you just gotta be open, man.
I'm the same. It's been hard to find a church.
Yeah,
like mine, I guess. I started going to my church when I was like 2 years old.
Yeah,
And I literally lived in that church, and I loved it because it was one of those places that judgment, I mean, it was there, but it wasn't as a big deal as a lot of places, you know, most churches do make it. Because, you know, I did get pregnant out of wedlock, and, you know, most places condemn you for that. And my church was just very, it's okay. You know, it happens. I literally had one of the girls that was very big in the church, and she was like, "You're not the first, and you will not be the last. It is okay." I mean, that alone, most girls that go to church, they would never hear nothing like that. Never.
I know.
And it sucks because you would think that a place that's supposed to be for you to come and heal. A lot of times people walk out of there still hurt, and hurt more because of the people in it.
Yeah.
And it's been hard trying to find, and I know I can, but I feel like with me also just being in the South, you know, in Texas, it's a little different.
Yeah.
I'm from up north, and so, you know, things are just a little more lenient up north than they are in the South.
And
because I remember we tried to go to this this wedding event, you know, at a church, and they were like, "Well, we'll marry anybody that's engaged, and, you know, we'll set up a wedding." They were going to do like a mass wedding for people that were engaged but couldn't afford a wedding. And, you know, me and my husband, we were like, "Oh my God, yeah, that'd be perfect for us. Let's do it." But we literally had so many people telling us, "Well, they won't marry y'all because y'all live together." And I'm just like,
"Wait, what?"
Yeah, I mean, that's what we heard. They said they would not marry us because we live together.
That's none of their business, and who cares?
So what, do we need to separate our living situations before we could get married? Like, I'm confused. And it's just like, and that's another thing that I'm sitting there thinking, like, where is that said? Where is that
said? It's not in there. It's not in there.
Where is that said?
It's not. God said, be fruitful and multiply. He didn't say, be fruitful, multiply, but get married first.
And I also thought it was like, when a man finds a good woman, he finds a good thing. So if he found a good woman and he's not trying to go find another one,
there you go.
Problem. So it's just, again, it has never anything to do with God and Jesus and the spirituality, you know. It's always about man always telling you what's wrong and what's right when it comes to religion.
Right.
And
exactly.
It's like, who has that authority to say, honestly? Like, who has that authority?
I don't know.
It just always gets me, because it's like, I know you have these pastors, they go to school and they study.
Right.
They don't know. They don't fully know. They study.
Yeah, so they just study it. Nobody fully knows. Perfect. No one's perfect. It's theology, it's theories, it's, you know, and experiences and everything. Everyone experiences God in different ways. So it's just kind of like, just my main thing with the religion and what I do here at High and Doing Things. It's just I, Lucy, accept everyone, no matter what or who or you believe or don't believe in, or whom or however you identify as. It's like, this is a safe place, and I love people. And I think the basis of any and all religion or non-religion is just being a good human, being kind and loving towards everyone.
That's
and true. I believe everyone should have the same rights, and, you know, and just, you know, just be good, just be
just
nice,
live,
cool,
just live and be just have compassion. Live and have compassion. Look, I don't care about nothing else. If you want to go have five wives, if you want to go have five boyfriends, you do that, because that is your life that you want to do. As long as you're not hurting someone physically or mentally, as long as you're not being just this evil ass person,
right?
I don't care. I will.
You'll be friends with anyone.
It's like that. That's my biggest thing. So, the titles, like I said, it's all about the titles. People get these titles, and when they get these titles, certain things have to get labeled underneath them. And sometimes those labels are not always what they need to be, and it's just because of that title. So, like I said, religion is a whole. I feel that's what has really destroyed a lot of people, is just religion and the topics that people want to get into, the one religion thinking they're right, the other religion thinking they're right. And it's like, but we're all on the same planet,
yeah,
trying to do the same thing, which is live and survive. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah, that's all we're trying to do, man. Just live and survive. Be kind along the way, you know. Enjoy the ride, man. It's short, even though it feels long.
Very, very. And it's like it's sad, but that's what happens when you have, you know, so many people with titles. Unfortunately,
right?
When you have these other titles and people give them these labels, and this is where they feel like they can say and do these type of things, and it causes everybody else to go into the complete chaos sometimes. So
yes, exactly.
It destroys our world, but luckily we do have people that can see past that, and I think that's where we got that balance, and we're the only reason why we're still going the way we're going and keep insanities, because we got people that can see past that. I feel like if everybody saw the same thing, then we would really be in trouble.
Oh, I know, right? We really would. We really would.
But we have people that smoke weed and can see past that.
Yes, exactly. It's like, it's weed is amazing. Cannabis, if you're fancy, it's amazing. I love it, you know, and it's helpful for so many things. So right quick, we have to go in a little while because I know you got an event coming up, and I don't want to hold you too much longer, but I wanted to ask you about, are you going to start a YouTube channel?
So I've been back and forth about it, honestly. I started a YouTube channel, actually, during the pandemic. I started during the pandemic. I was doing like smoke and chill, you know, videos where I was reading, and you know, if you just needed something to put in the background or somebody to smoke with but not really be there with, like I was going to be there because YouTube had so many videos, because I got laid off for the pandemic, so I was at home and I was like, man, I can read more, and I was getting on YouTube just to get book recommendations, and I literally saw nobody on YouTube like me. You know, a mom who just wants to smoke, who likes to read. You know, I didn't see anything like that. And, like, don't get me wrong, it's cool that all these college kids are doing it, but nobody related to me. And I had started because I was like, let me just put some stuff out there.
Yeah.
But YouTube is freaking difficult.
It's wild.
It's a lot. It's a lot. I mean,
it is a lot to do.
My kids watch these kids called the Ninja Kids. My kids love them. And I was watching one of their videos one day, and it said it takes them a year to put together one video. I'm like, a year?
What?
I was like, a year? But they do so many special effects, and they have all these really cool things and everything like that. So I can see why it takes a year. But I'm just really thinking, like, if I want to do a YouTube channel, and you know you got to make it pop because people look for those effects and they look for all this stuff now. And I'm just sitting here thinking, like, if I do this, would I have to be all this extra effects and all this? And people are telling me, like, no, just get on there. Just talk about your books, smoke. Like, you don't have to do all this special.
And
but you want people to follow you. So you kind of have to do all this stuff. So I've been toying with it. I've been back and forth about it. I haven't officially decided if I wanted to get back into doing YouTube videos again. I feel like it would be really cool to have like some real cool cannabis and book content, because I have been thinking of a lot of things that I can do.
Yeah,
that would be awesome for YouTube. It's just
cool.
It's just the time to get through that is just, it's gonna take some time.
Right, it's like practice around with it, see, find your own little niche or how you want to produce your own, you know, videos or do, you know, and or not. It's just a cool option, you know what I mean?
It is.
And it should be fun, not stressful.
Right, and that's the thing. It was becoming stressful because, like, I would only have my phone, so I would record on my phone, and then, you know, you gotta find, like, the right video editor apps. So that's another thing. I'm like, I gotta find the right app to use to edit my videos and put things together. So it is something that I have been keeping in my mind, and luckily my husband's been very supportive in telling me, like, you know, this is YouTube, and I'm just like, it is, but sometimes it's difficult, especially with kids. Like, it's hard. Mm-hmm. Like, my live videos, I'm lucky if I can get through a live.
Right, I know, so, right? Yeah.
Even this podcast, like, I'm lucky if I can get through the podcast, so.
I know.
But like I said, I would love to get back into it, and like I said, I feel like with time approaching, I can probably get into it if I really sat down and focus on it. So it is something I'm still playing with. I haven't fully decided yet, but it is something that is still in the front of my mind.
That's awesome, because you know, you can do anything you put your mind to. It's just whatever you're passionate about, and if it brings joy, you know, and if it doesn't bring joy, then don't waste your time, you know.
Right. Yeah, so yeah. I think I'm gonna keep building up my follow base right now, because my page is only, it just turned a year on the 18th.
Awesome. Congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you. So when I hit 1,000, I was like, I wasn't expecting it, but I was like, oh crap, okay, people do like this. Okay.
Yeah. That's so cool. Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, so people are interested in me smoking and talking about books. Okay.
Yeah. I
didn't think it was gonna be like something like that, but you know, as I see it growing, you know, that's something that I'll probably will want to advance to next is YouTube, just because, you know, people are going to want more, you know, people are going to want something else. And so I'm always thinking about that. Like, you know, this is cool, but people are going to want something else eventually as well.
Yeah.
And that's something I'm just keeping in the front of my mind, you know, when it comes to the YouTube channel.
Yeah, that's, I mean, the sky's the limit, like, seriously. So I wanted to say thank you so much for, like, shouting out how you're doing things sometimes in your lives and all that. Like, I totally appreciate it. So awesome.
Oh, no problem. You got, look, anytime I can support,
I want to,
because I just know how it can be, you know, to struggle and try to make it. So anytime I can support, I'm going to support.
I much appreciate it. It really is. I just think it's super cool. Just like how you're like, oh, people are really interested in Standard Books and what I do. And I'm like, oh, people are really interested in how you do things. Okay, cool. Like, you know. It's neat, you know, it's really fun.
I went to, for 420, I went to this block party, and I was just walking, just, you know, just not doing much, and this couple points at me, and they start talking, and they're just like, and I can see they're talking, they're saying, oh, that's Stoner with Books, and I'm just like, holy crap, they know me.
That is so cool. Yeah.
I was like, oh, and then I realized it was the candle joint lady, because I was like, the green hat she had on that let me know she was part of candle joint. I'm like, it was the green, that's what it was.
Oh, like, my gosh, you know,
when you get that recognition like that, you're just like, holy crap, okay.
So you've got to meet Kendall Joy and Kim for the Hemp Housewife.
Oh, I met Kim back in November when we went to the Hemp Convention. We met at the Hemp Convention. That was the first time her friend introduced me to her, because she saw my shirt and she was like, I really like your shirt. And I was like, thank you. Then she introduced me to her friend, and me and Kim have been really cool ever since then. But yes, I got to meet Candle Joint. Like, they're really awesome.
Jessica, shout out to Candle Joint.
Oh, she's awesome. And then I met, I believe it was Juan from Cannabis TV, Texas Cannabis TV. And then Thrive, the owner of Thrive, I asked about hosting a book club or a book swap at their space, and they told me absolutely. So I was like, yes.
Awesome.
So definitely going to work on hosting more events at their spot, especially a book swap. That's what my biggest goal is, to get a book swap going.
Right.
And just have people understand, come on, we can do this together. We can do cannabis and we can do books together. It is very possible, people.
It is. Okay, so cannabis and books, which are awesome. Now, I want to ask you a little something. Okay, so you have also your clothing line and all your merchandise awesomeness. And I've seen your awesome post about it. And everyone, you guys, make sure you go out there and check out Stoner with Books and Blunts and Books. Is it bluntsandbooks.org? You want to give us your shout out? Like, tell us all about it. Tell us.
It is. So, after the book club, I really wanted to start making merchandise because I felt like this is something that needs to be represented. And so I started bluntonbooks.org, which is my website for t-shirts and tote bags, stickers. I've been working on bookmarks, but bookmarks have been, I don't know why bookmarks have been so hard for me, but I've been working on bookmarks as well. And I just created my t-shirt shop. It's really to start raising funds for me to open up my own spot, my own lounge, which will be a bookstore.
Nice. Okay.
Where, a place where you can come and feel comfortable, you know, consuming. You know, there's not a lot of places, especially out here in Texas, that you can go to consume Delta 8, which is what we have, or hemp or CBD. You know, people out here, that's what we can use. It's not a lot of places that you can still go to feel comfortable at. So my website, I started it just to start raising funds so I can open up my own spot. I can have my own lounge. I can host my own events, my own open mics. I have a vision in my head that the spot would just be for everything that I'm looking for, that I want to introduce to people, especially with cannabis and books combined together. So I created my website, bluntonbooks.org, t-shirts. I'm working on sweatpants, but right now, t-shirts, t-tops especially. Just to get people, that's my biggest thing too, is to promote comfort, you know? So my t-shirts are very comfortable. I wear mine all the time, as you guys see in the video. I'm always in a shirt.
That's awesome. I really am enjoying my shirt. I need to order some more. I need one of those bags. I swear, I have an activity bag all the time, and I'm always carrying at least two books with me.
Girl, I just did a reel yesterday where we went to the park, and I'm showing everything that I put in my tote bag. And it is, and I just saw a post that said, it's that time of weather where you put a book in your bag just in case you have an opportunity to sit and read. And I'm like, that is me every time. Everywhere I go, I have a book with me.
Exactly. So I'm going to go here and read. I'm going to sit here and read my dog.
May not even have a chance to open it, but you know you got that book at least with you just in case.
Yeah, it's like a comfort thing. It's kind of like, it's like an adult comfort thing. Like, you know, a fidget or whatever, but it's awesome to have. Okay. So I want to ask you, this is, I always ask my guests, my very special guests, two questions at the end before we go. There's a little laughter, a little something at the end, and there's no right or wrong answers.
Okay.
Okay. So, okay. Are you ready for the first question?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. How many was a bear yesterday?
How many was a bear yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
We just watched Batman the other day too.
riddle me that.
What's a riddler? How many was a bear yesterday?
Yeah,
the same as he is today.
the same as yesterday. I guess so. How many was a bear yesterday? I guess the same as yesterday. That's same a good
yesterday?
One.
A day older than yesterday.
That is so funny. I love it. Okay, that's a good answer. Okay, second question. Wait, are you ready?
Uh-huh.
If you add the smell of white to the sound of a shoe, what color is it? Sorry.
Okay, let me get through that without laughing. Light to the color of a shoe or to a shoe?
Okay, if you add the smell of light to the sound of a shoe, what color is it?
I'm gonna say burnt.
You say you have a brain fart.
I'm gonna say burnt.
Burnt? That's the color it is. It's burnt.
Burnt. That's different. I
want to say burnt. Oh, snap. Oh, my God. That's so funny. Hashtag
burnt. Like those Laffy Taffy questions. So those Laffy Taffy jokes.
Oh, yes. Laffy Taffy. Thank you, Laffy Taffy. You Laffy Taffy. Oh, my God. That made me think of the song when you said Laffy Taffy.
Oh, yeah. That was my song growing up.
Oh, yeah. Be for real.
that song is just like Mike, someone I used to know was like, their favorite part of that song was, I wanna da na da.
I already know.
Yeah, you already know. You know the song is like, you wanna da na da. Oh. Oh.
You gotta say, oh. You can't say, oh. You gotta say, oh. Oh.
So funny. She's a bitch. It's just like, man, there's a whole bunch of candy in there. It's like, this was, it's like a Mr. Chico stick.
Yeah.
Was it a Butterfinger? Yeah, and like a Jolly Rancher. I'm like, yes, oh my gosh.
That song made you want to just eat a bag of candy every time you listen to it. Because you're like, oh, that sounds good, too.
With candy.
Nothing to do with candy. We're thinking candy, but they're not.
I know, right? And then some of the songs, it's like, it really is funny because we're at that age where, yes, like the song Big, Big
we're
Energy.
We're understanding like, now.
Not yes.
My, we talk about that all the time. Me and my husband were like, we were singing these, because my mom was the type of mom, if I was singing a song a little too much, she would just tell me to calm down. She'd be like, calm down. And I'd just be like, for what? Like, I'm sitting here like, what are you telling me to calm down for? Like, I'm just singing a song.
Right.
But like, now, I completely understand. I completely understand.
Oh my gosh.
Like, oh, that's what they were singing that song.
Oh, like, yeah, exactly. I was like, Salt and Pepper, that song, was it Push It or some other one? She's like, you so sexy, I want to have your baby.
Look, Push It, that was the song I had played when I first had my child, when I was having my baby. My mom played that song for me.
She that's like, so funny.
She was like, you ready for your song? And I was like, yeah, come on. But yeah, we really realize that now, because another one was Pony. We never
knew. Oh my god, that was my jam. Yo, man, that was my jam.
Never knew that. I thought they were talking about a horse. That was not the case.
Oh, yeah, I knew what they were talking about, but I just did not play that too loudly in front of my mom or parents or anybody.
Oh. And they were CD players back then, so I always say if they only knew what was playing through our CD players.
I know, right? CD player, cassette tape. I had like mixtapes, and then like, baby, baby, baby. Was that Mariah Carey? Yeah, baby.
Yes.
No, that was TLC.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
That was my group. And so much love. Yeah, that's the jam. That was the jam. I loved it. Oh my gosh. All right. I could talk for you to you for like ever and ever. Like seriously, I really could, but I better let you go and get to getting some freshly again. Get refreshed. If you loosen your hide and smoke again, keep them hot.
Go chill with the fam.
I miss old Kanye too. I mean, I like Kanye still, but you know, I think after school, the school dropout, the second one when he was in that phase of his wife,
everything.
Is where I liked that. And then after the next phase, and it was current life now, I don't quite understand.
He just went different. I think it was really the losing of his mom for me.
Yeah.
Because 808 Heartbreak was my album. Like, that album.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was about that album. And then it was just that album that I just played constantly. And then when him and Jay-Z got together. Oh, my gosh. Like,
that was good.
You could tell. You saw the switch right there. Because he went from not so much rage to a lot of rage. Just out of nowhere. And you're just like, whoa, buddy, where'd this come from?
Yeah, he was dealing with a lot. And then I know, I think he's bipolar.
Yes.
I don't want to say wrong, but yeah, that's a serious thing.
It's definitely something there mentally.
Yeah.
And like I said, I really think, and a lot of people, it can happen, you know, after losing his mom.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't realize like that right there is a very traumatic event, especially if you're really close to your mother. I feel like a lot of people can lose their minds literally after losing your mother. Like, I feel like your mind goes with your mother after.
Yes. It's like you, from whom you came from. from the very human that you came from is no longer in existence.
Yes.
That is a hard thing. No matter how prepared you feel, no matter how much you think you know that it's going to come one day, mm-hmm. and you're like, oh, yes, I can accept this. You have no idea how you're going to react.
Right.
You don't know how it's going to affect you.
That is a parent you are no longer going to be able to speak with. I think that alone, that line right there is what affects so many people. Like, this is a parent that I'm never going to be able to speak to again.
And our call.
Nothing. And so I think that messes with a lot of people's heads.
It does. Yeah. But we love you, Kanye. We love you, Kanye. Everything
you're awesome. Just want you to know that.
He's awesome. And it's just like, you know, because also with some people with mental health, you know, just different people, it doesn't even matter just mental health, it's just people on a different wavelength, their brains work differently than what we think is normal. And so we have to put a label like bipolar or other things, and I'm not saying those are not real diagnoses, because everyone has some type of diagnoses. You know, it's fine.
Oh yes, I know. I do. I'm on the spectrum somewhere. I just don't know exactly I have like something. I'm somewhere on the spectrum. I just haven't taken that step to figure out exactly what it is yet.
Yeah, and that's okay, because you know what? Some things, certain, you know, whatever is going on with some people's minds, it's what fuels their creativity.
Yes.
With, you know, like, okay, Julia Lewis, right? What, the mother, the Black mother of Hollywood, you know? You know, she's bipolar. Lady Gaga, Lil Wayne has epilepsy and is too. And, you know, and all these other people, the whole list goes on and on. And Kanye too, just a bit. But think about all the great things they have brought us.
Exactly.
Writers. Exactly. You know, so it's like a thin line between insanity and genius.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And again, so, it's just all it is that title. Titles can make or ruin a person, literally. Yeah. Titles are very serious.
Yeah, they really are. Yeah, I believe they are. They're a serious thing. So anyways, I could talk to you all the time. I just love talking and getting high and chatting and high and talk about all kinds of stuff. And I'll have to have you on again sometime, you know?
Of course, I would love to come back.
Yeah. So tell everyone where they can follow you at right quick again and everything before we go. You guys, make sure you check out everything Stoner with Book. Buy, shop. Read. Please tell us where we can find you and follow you.
Right now I'm really just on Instagram, Stoner with Books and bluntandbooks.org, which is my website, but it's also my merch page. I do have a LinkedIn, and I'm also on Buddy Jane. Buddy Jane is literally a cannabis app where, you know, on IG, so many people are getting shadow banned. I've been shadow banned a few times, and I know people's accounts are getting, you know, deleted left and right. But Buddy Jane.
On Buddy Jane?
Yes. Buddy Jane is like that cannabis app where you can
Buddy Jane. Okay, I get it.
Post everything that you want to post on there, cannabis related, without feeling like, is it going to be okay, or am I going to get taken down? I had a TikTok, but they kept deleting my stuff too much, so I kind of
got off
for a little bit.
Yeah.
But I'm definitely on Buddy Jane and on Instagram for sure.
All right. Well, I just learned something new. I didn't know about Buddy Jane, and that's a social media platform.
Yes. It's they have an IG page that you can follow. And like I said, it's just literally an app. You can download the app, and you can post pictures, you know, cannabis related. You can find bud tenders on there as well. You can find dispensaries in your area. So Buddy Jane is like really, really cool.
Oh, I love that. That sounds really awesome. Okay, yeah. Everybody, make sure you guys check that out. Thank you so much for being on High and doing things and being awesome.
Thank you for inviting me. This was so much fun. I could talk all day, too.
Okay, well, until next time, I will chat with you later. And thank you again for being on High and doing things. And Lucy and Adrian, and, you know, we'll catch you on the flip side.
All righty. Over and out, y'all.
Over and out. Stay freshly.
send me questions or comments if you like, and maybe I'll play and share some of those on upcoming episodes. Until next time, thank you so much for listening and supporting High and Doing Things.